Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Israel is not sacred. Jews are not sacred. Iran is not a threat to the people of the United States. Russia is not a threat to the people of the United States. No more Jewish wars. These words need to be written, shouted, printed, published, and repeated again and again and again until the American people understand how they're being manipulated and refuse to send their sons to die in any more of Israel's wars. Israel is not sacred. Conservatives especially need to be jolted awake and see how they are being used to send their own brothers and sons and even daughters to die in the filthy sand for nothing. They wrote a new version of your Bible, Christians, the Scofield Bible, just 100 or so years ago. The man who created it, Cyrus Scofield, served Jewish interests, which were at that time scheming to use Americans as cannon fodder in a war in which we had no reason to spill our or anyone's blood. That war was World War I. The Jews wanted us to fight in that war in order to pay off Britain so that Britain would give them Palestine. They blackmailed President Wilson. One of the Jews who did the blackmailing, Benjamin Friedman, admitted it years later. To get Wilson to go along with their scheme and send American boys to die. Scofield was a lawyer and a writer, but a very poor character. He was fired from his position as a U.S. attorney because of questionable financial transactions, including accepting bribes from railroads, stealing political contributions intended for his political patron, and forging notes and checks. Scofield was a self-described heavy drinker and abandoned his wife and two daughters. But Scofield was rescued from this downward spiral and tapped to change Christianity into a more Jew-friendly creed. Scofield and those who suddenly appeared to fund him created a new narrative, which had not been part of the teaching of any Christian denomination before. That new narrative made war in the Middle East and Jewish return to Palestine into sacred, holy, and inevitable prophesied things that, quote-unquote, had to happen before Jesus would return from heaven. They printed their Scofield Bible in two columns or halves, depending on the edition, with the original text in one section and the new Jewish-oriented narrative explaining what the Bible really means in the other section right next to it. It has had a massive influence on four generations of Christians, most of whom didn't know they were being manipulated. Mike Pompeo, our current Secretary of State, has obviously been influenced by it. Cringeworthy Pompeo recently said that Donald Trump was, quote-unquote, sent by God to protect Israel. This is the level of crazy that the Christian Zionist narrative, pioneered by Scofield, can have on otherwise sane people. The new Bible gave Jews massive new influence on Christians and Christianity, the kind of influence they hadn't had for 1,500 years. The new Bible went totally against traditional church teachings, but the Jews' large-scale 20th century purchases of media outlets made it easy to hide that fact and make it seem like most people supported the new version of Christianity they'd created. The new Bible was promoted in seminaries. Preachers and pastors who endorsed its new narrative were given newspaper columns, radio time, and television time. Those who opposed the new narrative were kept out of print and off the air as much as possible. Practically every major media evangelist since Schofield's time, from the most sophisticated and intellectual to the most primitive of holy rollers, has been an endorser of the new narrative. The Jews must return to the Holy Land narrative. The God's chosen people narrative. The I will bless them that bless thee narrative. All of them directly linked to the Zionist land grab in Palestine and the endless wars and murdered innocents and false flag events and dead Americans that it has caused. Israel is not sacred. Israel is the worldwide headquarters of everything that conservative white people are against. Israel is the human trafficking capital of the world. Israel is one of the pornography capitals of the world, including child pornography. Israel is the sex slave capital of the world. Huge numbers of European women, our kin, have been tricked into sex slavery by Jewish flesh dealers there. And though it is nominally illegal, that trade is winked at there to such an extent that even lapdog U.S. politicians and a few Jews have had to speak out against it. Israel and its diaspora are the leading producers of printed and filmed and downloadable filth. Israel and its diaspora are the owners and controllers of the leftist media in this country, like CNN and all the rest, and the gelded, controlled opposition media, too. Israel and its diaspora largely run the Federal Reserve and the fractional reserve banking system generally, which they created. Israel and its diaspora invented communism and slaughtered millions upon millions of our people. Israel and its diaspora are the number one force behind the push to take away the American people's guns. Israel and its diaspora are the number one force behind the push to censor social media and make it impossible for politically incorrect people to engage in online commerce. Israel and its diaspora are the backbone of billionaire leftists like George Soros and his NGOs that corrupt nations and take down governments. Israel and its diaspora are the world power center of those who opened our borders and stop cold any attempts to close them, both in America and Europe and wherever our people may live. Israel and its diaspora are the leading force behind the normalization of perverted, twisted sex and the normalization of the sex mutilation that goes under the name of transgenderism. Israel and its diaspora are the number one power behind the entire LGBTQ agenda. Israel is the place that child sex abusers run to avoid prosecution when they are caught. Wake up, dupes. Israel is the headquarters of your enemies. Israel is the world capital of those who are using, abusing, and exploiting you, and who have slated you and your children for extinction. And I haven't even mentioned the Levon affair or the USS Liberty today. Look for links about them in the text version of this broadcast. Israel is not only not sacred. Israel is, by any reasonable standard, a toxic, evil, and genocidal enemy. If Israel were a previously unoccupied place for all Jewish people to go, where they would all live and forever cease attacking and using and manipulating our nations, that would be fine. Then they'd be like any other nation, which they are not. Israel is not sacred. Jews are not sacred. Iran is not a threat to the people of the United States. Russia is not a threat to the people of the United States. No more Jewish wars. Iran has never attacked the United States. But Israeli-occupied America has attacked Iran, including a CIA-directed coup that overthrew the leader that the Iranians had chosen. Iran doesn't control the U.S. media, but another Middle Eastern group does. Iran isn't the one promoting homosexuality and genital mutilation to our children, but the group connected to Israel does. Iran doesn't have any nuclear weapons, legal or illegal, but Israel does, and the hundreds of nuclear weapons of mass destruction that Israel has are all outlaw, according to international law. Iran hasn't brutally conquered nearby countries and put their people in open-air concentration camps, but Israel has. Iran doesn't send bombs and drone missiles into apartment buildings and kill innocents almost every day. But Israel and Israeli-occupied Washington do exactly that. And many Iranians are pure Persians, closely related to Europeans, far more closely related than the mixed-race Jews. The part of the world the Iranians control is relatively peaceful, relatively civilized, and not engaged in subversion of America or any other nation of European civilization. Race-aware white Americans and Europeans who have visited Iran give reports of friendly, intelligent, peaceful people, many of European appearance, who live in an advanced modern society despite the official dominance of Shia Islam. People who are largely mystified by all the hatred directed against them by the media-befuddled and church-befuddled Americans. Israel is not sacred. Jews are not sacred. Iran is not a threat to the people of the United States. Russia is not a threat to the people of the United States. No more Jewish wars. I said Israel is not sacred. That's for damned sure. But who is sacred? Our own kin are sacred. Our own close biological and cultural kin. By that standard, the European-descended peoples of this world, should be our main concern outside our own borders. They should be our main trading partners. They should be our allies, for they, like our own children, represent a shared hope for the future. If our nation is ever conquered and its people exterminated or mongrelized beyond all salvation, then our kindred nations, nations of our own race, can carry forward all our hopes, can still live and achieve our destiny. And we hold the same hope for them. By that standard, we say, no more brothers' wars. No more slaughters like World War I and World War II, and the flattening of Serbia by American bombers that occurred in the last century. Our principle, our united voice, from every alternative media pulpit we have today, what should be one of our primary concerns at this moment in history, is no war with Russia. A coup in Russia, or failing that, war, is what the Jewish power structure is working for every day. The same Zionist warmongers who are pimping for bombers over Tehran are slavering for Russian blood, too. They don't like Russian interference with Zionist geopolitical goals. They don't like the financial independence Russia is building, separate from the dollar and the Jews' Federal Reserve and Western fractional reserve banking system. They don't like Russia's repeated checkmating of the Zionists' drive for more wars in the Middle East. They don't like Russia's triumph over them and over ISIS in Syria. They don't like Russia's resistance to the sexual degeneracy they've pushed so successfully in the West. They don't like Russia's efforts to increase the Russian people's birth rate. Does the National Alliance endorse the agenda of the current Russian leadership? Hell no. Democracy and limited multiculturalism and cooperation with certain Jewish factions, and suppression of historical truth and imprisonment of radical racial nationalists are intolerable to the National Alliance. But the Russian leadership has shown that it, unlike what passes for leadership in Washington, does not have the eradication of European man and the eternal hegemony of Israel as its categorical imperatives. And war between the two white superpowers would be a disaster for our race, a third disaster from which we might never recover. And there is no reason for it. We are kin. Russia, like Germany, Britain, Poland, Italy, Sweden, and all the other European nations, is part of our sacred, potentially eternal race. Sacred in a way that Israel never was and never can be. Our goal should be racial nationalists ruling in Budapest, Vienna, London, Stockholm, Rome, Moscow, Washington, and every other place our people dwell, cooperating and advancing the interests and destiny of our folk forever. Not killing each other at the bidding of alien meddlers. So help us, please, bring the truth to all of our people, through our websites, through this radio program, through our books and radio network, as we bring the words and ideas that can save us and literally save the lives of our young people who may die tomorrow if we do nothing. Israel is not sacred. Jews are not sacred. Iran is not a threat to the people of the United States. Russia is not a threat to the people of the United States. No more Jewish wars.